Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today is day 3 in our Advent series, and is called, How Do You Celebrate Christmas? This comes from Exodus chapter 16, verses 31 through 35. This story begins way back when God's people were rescued from Egypt. God had a plan all along. He sent the plagues, and Pharaoh let God's people go, but soon changed his mind, chased them to the Red Sea, and there, God parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, his people, to cross to safety. We pick up today's story after this. God's people were wandering through the hot desert on their way to the promised land. Step, step, with every step, they grumbled as their stomachs growled. They had been growing hungry. There was no grocery store, no McDonald's to drive through, nothing, nada. No farmers growing crops nearby in the sandy desert. God heard the people complaining, and being the loving father that he is, God rained down meat in the evening and bread each glorious morning. It was a true miracle. Does anyone remember the name they called the bread?
Manna?
Yes, very good. Have you ever seen food fall from the sky?
No.
You mean you haven't seen hamburgers or bananas come raining down?
No.
Me either. This was so special. It was new for the Israelites, too. It was a true miracle. No one else could have made this happen, except God. The people of Israel called the food manna. The manna was like small white seeds. It tasted like wafers made with honey. Is honey sweet? Yes, it is. Wasn't it so kind of God to give them something good? He could have given them mushed up peas and sauerkraut.
Ugh.
But he didn't. Moses said,
The Lord said, Save 2 quarts of this food for generations to come, your future grandchildren and their children. Then they can see the food that I gave you to eat. I did this in the desert when I brought you out of Egypt.
Moses told Aaron,
Take a jar and fill it with 2 quarts of the manna, and save this manna for the generations to come, all the future people and the children.
So Aaron did what the Lord had commanded Moses. He carefully gathered the bread God had provided. Carrying the manna in his arms, he walked over and gently placed the white manna into a jar for safe keeping. Next, Aaron delicately placed the jar of manna in front of the testimony so it could be kept. Boys and girls who hadn't even been born yet would now be able to see this reminder. Their elders could point to the manna and tell them the stories of God's power and faithfulness they witnessed while in the desert. They'd tell them about that first morning they woke up and marveled that the sand glistened with white manna. Now, you may be asking, what does this have to do with Christmas? I'm glad you asked. I'll explain. Do you have traditions for Christmas? What are some things you do to celebrate it? Answer out loud. I'll wait.
We do a Christmas tree. We put lights on it. We put decorations on it. Then we celebrate with cousins. We give presents to others, and we spend time with our family, and we have a big feast, and we celebrate Jesus' birth.
Thanks for sharing. Well, those traditions are usually there to remind you of something important. You do them each year and pass them on to each generation. So the tradition continues, and the next children and grandkids all remember. Like the jar of manna we heard about today. What did God want them to remember when they saw the jar of manna?
That God helped them.
Thanks for answering. Let's look back into our story. It said,
"The Lord said, 'Save 2 quarts of this food for generations to come, your future grandchildren and their children. Then they can see the food that I gave you to eat. I did this in the desert when I brought you out of Egypt.'"
If you answered something similar to this, you are correct. God is whispering to them, "Don't forget to remember. Remember how I rescued you, how I fed you." If we don't have these reminders, traditions, or talk about it, then soon it will be forgotten. This is why we have certain traditions during Christmas too. They should remind us of what God did for us when He sent His only Son to be born, to save you and me. We didn't earn it or deserve it. Instead, it was the greatest gift, given freely for you and me. Today, we are going to hear how 6-year-old Jar Wayne, who lives in Colombia, celebrates Christmas. Let's see how he and his family don't forget to remember what Christmas is really about. In Colombia, they celebrate Jesus' birthday all December long. On December the 7th, the celebration begins with a holiday called Dia de las Velitas. That's Spanish for Day of the Little Candles. People light candles all over town to celebrate the time when Mary became pregnant with Jesus. Grandmothers come over to cook foods.
Hola.
One of the common foods are fried cheesy bites and a custard dessert. That sounds delicious. Then, on December 16th, Jar Wayne and his family start 9 nights of prayers and parties to celebrate Jesus' birth. Each night, families say a different prayer. During this time, shops, streetlights, and trees are decorated with lights and giant ornaments. Wow, I think it's cool to hear how other people celebrate Jesus' birth. This week, with your family, talk about ways that you remember how to celebrate Jesus' birth this Christmas. Now, before we go today, I also want to remind your family of our goal of sponsoring 100 children through Compassion International. The little boy we just heard about is sponsored through them. For Christmas, His parents usually don't have enough money to buy he and his siblings toys. Sometimes, his mom finds toys that people threw away and gives them to Jarwane and his sisters. Jarwane explained that they're happy to have something to play with, even if it's broken and old. Last Christmas, the teachers from his Compassion Center invited his family to a Christmas party where they ate a feast with other sponsored kids and their families. Then, surprise! They gave presents to every sponsored child. Jarwane got a toy truck and a new shirt, and a few months later, he got an even better surprise. The Serafin family from the United States sponsored him. To see the pictures and read Jarwane's story, you can follow the link in the episode notes. They even share the recipes for the traditional Christmas foods. Our family has been sponsoring kids through Compassion International for years, and we are inviting your family to join us in making a difference in other children's lives this Christmas. You can text KBS to 83393. You will get a text back with a picture of a child and a link. Simply click that link and follow the steps to start sponsoring. Or go to compassion.com/KBS. From there, your family can choose a boy or girl you would like to sponsor. All of this information will be located for you in the episode notes as well. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. And this week, I hope you enjoy discussing Christmas traditions with your own family. Thanks again. And as always, bye for now.